From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats Sunday as they sped toward the American warship at the entrance to the Persian Gulf. A U.S. defense spokesman says the group of four fast-attack boats operated by the Iran Revolutionary Guard ignored multiple attempts to warn them away from the USS Mayan, including use of flares, a siren, flashing lights, and the ship's whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
These types of actions are certainly concerning and certainly risk escalating tensions. And it is our view that we should look for ways to de-escalate tensions, not unnecessarily escalate them.
The Pentagon said radio communication with the Iranian vessels failed to slow them. Another similar incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast-attack boat approached two U.S. warships. West African leaders said they'll return to the Gambia Wednesday to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step aside when his mandate expires January 18th. President-elect Adama Barrow is set to take power following a December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh originally accepted the result of, but then reversed course, citing widespread errors and demanding a new election. Jeffrey Onyama, the Nigerian Foreign Affairs Secretary, said the leaders of Nigeria, Liberia, and Ghana will make the trip.
They agreed on their determination to resolve the Gambian political crisis in a manner that at every step of the way conforms with the constitution of the Gambia and respects the will of the people of Gambia.
A previous effort by the mediation by the West Africa Bloc ECOWAS was spurned. This is VOA News.